Hi, this is Scott Hanselman, and this is another ASP.NET Dynamic Data Screencast. In this how-to video, we'll see how to show and hide different columns, change the ordering, and also make custom templates for specific entities within our dynamic data site. In our last how-to, we had modified our books page by changing the metadata, providing hints for what controls we wanted, creating new data types, changing the display format, and applying things like a range. We also modified product to include validation for business logic and throwing validation exceptions and seeing those get displayed on our dynamic data sites. So the first way that I can modify what columns get shown is I can come into my product metadata and I could say scaffold false. So in this very simple example, I can say that I don't want, I don't want reorder level to be shown. So I just decorate the reorder level with this particular attribute. I switch over and I'll hit refresh, and we'll see reorder level will disappear. So now I see reorder level has disappeared. So that's the most basic way to not show a particular column. But sometimes you just want something completely custom. You like what the scaffolding gives you, but you want to make changes in ordering, and you might want to show or not show certain columns. So what we can do is we can go to our custom pages folder and we'll say new folder and type in products. So we're typing in the name of our entity. This could be products, books, whatever that entity is within our system. In this case, I'm using linked to SQL. You could certainly be using linked entities. Now we're set up currently with products to use the list details page. We're using list details for products. So I'm going to take that page template and I'm just going to copy it into products. I'll open it up. Remember that all of these templates are not specific to a particular entity. But because we're going to make things totally custom, we're going to make this one specific to products. We'll take a look at our grid view. By default, the grid view automatically generates columns. So because this is going to be custom, we want to have a lot more control. We're going to say auto-generate columns equals false. Now we have control over what those columns are going to look like. We can come in here and you see that we've added a new dynamic field. When I said that in the first video that the grid view had been modified, one of the things that was done was the addition of the dynamic field. You might think of dynamic field as being a replacement for bound field. It's a lot simpler way to get your data out. So let's say we want to have a product ID. Product name. We've made this change. We've made a products folder. This is a convention. The name of the entity is appearing underneath custom pages. We've drug in just one of our page templates, added some columns, turned off auto-generating rows, turned off auto-generate columns, and we'll go ahead and hit run. Now we'll click on products. Notice that our URL hasn't changed. We're still at product/list details, but the order of our columns has changed. We're still able to edit them. We can still sort. But now we have complete control over this custom page for this specific entity. Now if I go back over to here, as I did in the first video, and make a change, this is shared. We'll just put some text in here. And I'll come back over to list details. This is custom. We'll refresh our page. You can see that the products page is coming from that custom page template, while something like the categories page are coming from shared. That's how you make changes to specific entities and provide custom experiences, all set up just by putting a page template either in page templates or in a custom folder. That's all for this how-to video. In the next how-to video, we'll find out how to deal with custom data types, like this picture right here. See you next video.
Thank you.